And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Smilex, Dead Man's Dirge.
Easy on the teeth, suppression of keys, submitting up in the feet. So desperate to be a thing of flesh and victim. She keeps on pouring out and in and out and in and out and in and out and in again.
Do it! Do it now!
Devin is tripping on the tip of her tongue. Fanny's got a bitch, she gets a dollar for some. Bobby keeps screaming, saying she's struggling to take it. She knows it's a fake it, she's not gonna make it. Dead!
Those days you feel you don't go on. There's days you know it can't be long. And there's days that can't be just enough. And there's days you feel it's all too much. And there's days you need a bit of help. And there's days you just don't help yourself.
Such a neat little people keep the bone away. Gnawing away at the dish of the day. Chewing away at a hand that will feed her. Non-believer, another heat seeker. Hone away Thursday and the old feet don't see her. And she looks like a bleeder. And to catch the reaper. Now you know it's gonna beat ya. Do it! Do it now! Feminist tripping on the tip of her tongue. Bradley's got a bitchy face, it's all up his tongue. Robin's in the street, he's taking trouble to take it. She know what to fake it, it's not gonna make it. Yeah!
Bring out Sean.
Yeah!
Bring out all your.
Yeah!
Bring out Sean.
Yeah!
Bring out all of your talk.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Smilex. I don't think we played them before. A band from Oxford, Tony.
Right. Don't think so, no.
Yeah, they're kind of alternative rock, punk, fun and games, I'd say.
Oh, right, okay.
That's what I'd say, yeah. Alternative rock, punk, fun and games. And I've picked that song, Dead Man's Dirge, from their latest offering that they've sent us for a reason that will be explained at the end of the show.
Okay.
Excellent. What is Smilex's Bandcamp page?
Smilex.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. And I may have lulled you into a false sense of security with that, Tony, because I'm pretty sure you're not going to win this week.
Okay.
I'm saying that now. I could be wrong.
Okay.
You'll have chances.
Right.
But I think I am going to win this week. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
I do like it when we get a joke or a poem. And if you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. Mike Pashler, Tony. Have we heard from Mike Pashler before?
Don't think so.
I don't know whether we have or not. So my apologies, Mike, if we had heard from you before. We do like to hear from you. Get in touch with us about anything, really. Anyway, Mike sent this to me. He said, "Hi, Paul. Jokes on the show have been a bit sporadic." Yeah, cheers, mate. So I thought I'd send you one in. So here goes, Tony.
Okay.
A man walks into the bedroom with a sheep under his arm. He declares, "This is the pig I fuck when you have a headache." His wife looks up from a book and states, "That's not a pig, it's a sheep," to which he replies, "I wasn't talking to you." So out of order. Anyway, he says, "Thank you, I'm here all week." And then he adds, "Is there any chance we can get Tony's man boobs trending again? Cheers, Spike."
Well, if anything's going to trend, it's my man boobs.
Going to trend, Tony, it is man boobs.
Yeah.
So how did we get them trending before, did we?
I don't think they actually did, but, you know, I don't think we gave them the chance.
So are we doing, on Twitter, hashtag
Tony's man boobs? Yeah, can do.
And that'll be T-O-N-Y-S, man boobs.
Yep.
Hashtag Tony's man boobs. If you just start putting hashtag Tony's man boobs on the end of every tweet you send out, you never know, do you? I'll do it for a day or two. Fuck it.
Yeah, let's monitor it.
Oh, I've sworn early on. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
I've got loads to tell you about this week, Tony, but first up, I want to tell you about the next band we're playing.
Okay.
A band called Crumb Snatchers. Again, I haven't heard of Crumb Snatchers before. Out of Knoxville, Tennessee, Tony.
Right.
Knoxville is, of course, the home of Dollywood.
Oh, is it?
And, of course, the home of Johnny Knoxville. And is, of course, well known for its country. And country music. You can see where this is going, can't you?
Sounds a bit country, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas Crumb Snatchers, completely opposite.
Okay.
I don't... This is kind of... Is there such a thing as jazz punk?
Ooh. I don't know.
There is now.
Okay.
Yeah. I heard this and went, oh, that's nuts. I'm playing it. So that's exactly what I'm doing, Tony. I'm playing. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Crumb Snatchers' website?
Crumbsnatchersband.com.
Oh, good idea. Crumbsnatchersmusic.com. And it's Crumb, C-R-U-M-B, Snatchers, music.com. Paulie Bean Internet 1, Tony 1. I've enjoyed this very much and listened to it several times today. And you can listen to it but once during this show. Tin Foil Friend. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crumb Snatchers. I like that a lot. And we're going to play something else by them, whether they like it or not.
Right, okay.
That's a little poem right there, isn't it? Jazz punk, man.
There you go.
Jazz punk. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Well, let's kick those damn doors open then.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle. If you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Thank you for those who have been in touch. We do appreciate it. The other Paul B's been in touch.
Oh, excellent.
Frankie Boyle himself.
Well, that's the senior Paul B.
Yes.
And you're right in saying Frankie Boyle, as in his missus was so upset by our singing that she decided to record something herself.
Yep.
And that is the Facebook theme.
It is.
Our Facebook theme, should I say.
Yes, so that was now. It was essentially a cover of ours anyway. We own it. That's what I'm saying. But yes, Paul.
Who cover? And what they? I mean, she kind of unpunked it, didn't she?
Yes.
She doesn't have the punk rock sensibilities that he has.
This is true. Who's been to Paul Boyle, of course.
We did a key change. Ours had a key change.
I think it did.
Ours had a key change, and she went and spoilt it, really. But anyway,
right.
We're still having it every week, and we still love it.
A few weeks behind as ever. I agree with Paul that Hang On To Yourself is the best track on Ziggy Stardust.
Of course, I'm right.
However, I can state with the same indefatigable certainty...
Indefatigable. It is a tough word, Taylor, aren't you? Indefatigable.
Wow, it's a new one on me. But then again, lots of things are. His best track ever was not Changes, but was in fact Life On Mars.
Wrong!
Okay. If it's Taylor reading this out, then I should explain that the question mark after Life On Mars is part of the song title and not any doubt of my mind. Always listening, Paul the other one.
Always listening. He is indeed Paul the other one, and a lovely bloke too, but he's wrong. Right. His changes.
Okay.
Life On Mars is a dirge. As far as I'm concerned, it's a dirge.
Wow.
Yeah. It's changes, man.
Well, okay.
But anyway, thank you, Paul. And you are, of course, entitled to your own opinion, even though it's obviously wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Frankie Boyle.
Graham Hunt's been in touch.
And Graham.
Ah, Graham. He says, thanks for another great show, guys. In answer to your question, yes, I am still doing the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. Although it's pretty infrequent these days, I am still podcasting on a regular basis, though, with the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight.
Right.
Find them, liverpoolacoustic.co.uk. I've not been podcasting for as long as you guys, and my 10th anniversary is until next July.
Yeah,
not many people have, Graham.
Yeah, it isn't like he's not been doing it for a long time, though. But actually, in terms of consistency, I wonder how many podcasts are still going that were before ours.
I don't think there's any. I do, as mentioned previously, I do listen to ones like Kevin Smith, and they've been going 9 years, and... Everyone's talking about how, you know, 10 years and we're going to be the longest. No, they're not. No one.
Yeah, well, Total Nonsense started before us, didn't they?
They did. But they've only done a show in about 4 months.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think anyone's been doing it as long and as consistent.
So are you saying, Tony, that we are the longest running, regular, independent podcast in the world?
Yep.
Right. I wouldn't
even hesitate to say that.
I think we should tell someone about it.
# Tony's man boobs.
I think we should do some advertising.
Do you?
It would be about time, wouldn't it? We were saying the longest running unnoticed independent podcast.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah.
That means I potentially own 2 world records. Because I've got the longest running monthly comedy club in the world.
Hmm.
In of all places, Hitchin.
Okay.
And we've possibly got the longest running. I'm a double world record.
Maybe we should get in touch with Guinness. Because I don't think there is any other show that was out when we first came out that is still going.
I'm always happy to get in touch with Guinness, don't you?
Well, if anyone can find a show that's been going longer and more regular than us, then please let us know.
Yeah, or alternatively, maybe you could get in touch with Guinness on our behalf.
Yeah, true. Yeah. One last comment. Freddie Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Fred?
I hope your hair is silky.
It probably is.
And that you're extremely fresh. Because he does like his tea tree and mint shower gel.
Tingly on the balls.
And I did once upon a time deliver some to him in Jutterburg.
Yes.
Yeah. He says, it's tingly on the balls, Tony.
It's tingly on the balls, yeah.
Blimey.
Just saying.
Hashtag Tony's man boo.
Happy Easter, P&T. Hope you didn't overdo it on the chocolate. Thanks for introducing me to Lilith and the Knight last week.
I had a feeling he would like Wicked Lilith good. And the Knight.
Good. Sumo Psycho is coming to the UK again. I'll post Sumo. Dates. Sumo Psycho. I'll post dates and places later on, so you have for the gig guide. Cheers, Fred.
Yeah, cheers, Fred. Thank you very much. And Tony, if I could say one thing.
What's that?
Sumo is a much easier word than indefatigable.
It is.
It is.
Sumo.
So yeah, well, actually, to be fair, you did say it right, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I'll take it back. Sumo.
Sumo. That's it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tie it, Tone.
No.
But it does lack a key change.
It is lacking in a key.
You'll
change.
Have to go back a long way to hear our version, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you very much. Thank you, Boyle.
Thank you, Boyle.
Right then. Hey, Tony, guess what?
What's that?
We're going to play two songs in a row now.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing the same thing in the second half of the show this week. And all four tracks feature bands from Las Vegas that are on the Squid Hat Records Fresh Ink Volume 5 free to download compilation. When they take about 20 Las Vegas bands and they give them to us. I love it when Squid Hat do this because they're a fantastic punk scene in Las Vegas.
Seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. So I've picked four. Now, I could easily pick five, but just so you know, if you are listening there in Las Vegas, we will be playing Negative Nancy's next week. And I'll explain why next week.
Okay. But
right now, I wish I'd got the information to hand now about how you got the free download. But I think it's squidhatrecords.com, I think. If you type in Squid Hat Records to the internet, you're going to find it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And then go on their page and you should be able to find their free to download Fresh Ink Volume 5 and get yourself a load of Las Vegas punk for nout, Tony.
Brilliant.
So we're going to play two now and then we'll play two in the second half of the show as well. First up, a band called The Vermin. Now, what is their website?
TheVermin.com?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, VerminVegas.com. Most bands from Las Vegas do seem to have Las Vegas in there somewhere, don't they? They'll have an LV on the Facebook or something. And then, but anyway, yeah, VerminVegas.com. You can find out a lot more about them there. I think you'll enjoy this very much. Paulie Bean said two, Tony one. Girl Says No.
Girl says no. She don't give a damn like I told you so.
Smacktard.
Listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Guilty by Association, also from Las Vegas. What's their Facebook page?
facebook.com/guiltybyassociation.
Good idea. facebook.com/guiltysincity. They've managed to get in the slang for Las Vegas as well. They all do it, man.
I really like it.
Yeah. It shows a real identity. The track was called Another Day, and that is also available on the Squid Hat Records Fresh Ink Volume 5, which you can find on the internet.
Right. Yeah, somewhere.
Did you do anything last week, Tom?
Yeah, we popped up north. On Friday morning, popped up to near Chester, stayed in a hotel, and then did a bit of shopping. I bought some jumpers.
Did you go to the Wirral again, Tony?
Well, it was more Chester, but yeah, I guess. Is that the whole area called Wirral?
No, the Wirral is... Where did you go that I wasn't expecting where you go and have a shop?
Cheshire Oaks.
Yeah, I'm not on about there. I'm on about that. I'm sure you went to Birkenhead or up there somewhere. And
no, that was it. Cheshire Oaks. It's outside Chester.
Oh, right, okay.
That's the one, yeah.
Right.
Same place, same place.
Right.
Nothing but a creature of habit.
Yeah. And nice. Did you get anything nice?
Got some jumpers. Was in need. And then, yeah. And then Sunday, had the family day, ate a lot of veg, and I am having the veg farts today. I'm happy to report.
Right. So your week was jumpers and veg.
Jumpers and veg.
How rock and roll.
How was your weekend?
Mine was like the old days, Tone.
Was it?
Last Thursday, I did a fantastic gig at the Engineers Arms in Henlow, and thanks to everyone that came down, it was really, really brilliant fun, and I liked it a lot. And I got a new joke, which I've already forgotten, but it was to do with my appearance.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, I had a day off in Nottingham, and but 1.2 miles from my house, as I discovered, was the Punk Easter Weekender, put together by a guy called Mark Sessin, and hello to Mark. And I wanted to go on Sunday, but I couldn't go on Sunday because I was working, but I got there on Saturday. Oh, I saw some great bands, Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, even start right now, in no particular order, I saw Phil Clark, who I'd never seen before, who's a solo punk artist from Reading or Maiden, Reading, I think. And he is, I would describe him as a curio. He's a punk rock curio.
Okay.
I then saw, because one band couldn't make it, I then saw Headstone Horrors do an acoustic set because the band had dropped out.
Right.
Now, I don't like acoustic sets, Tony, as you well know. And if you're going to do an acoustic set, I would suggest you still stand up.
Right.
But three quarters of Headstone Horrors sat down and sang some of their songs with acoustic guitars. And it was good because they're great songs.
Okay.
But I wish I could have seen them rock out the next day. So I don't think I'm being unfair to Headstone Horrors. They did the Easter Weekend a favour by filling a slot, so to speak.
Mm.
But it was nice to meet them. I forgot to get a photo taken with them, but it was very, very nice to meet them. And I look forward to seeing them properly rock out at some point.
Okay, cool.
I also saw Scarsiety that we played on the show. And they had to do two sets because another band had dropped out. But I didn't really see their second set. That's my fault, not theirs. But the first set they did loads of covers. And they did Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish. Oh, God. They're all about 12. Oh, they were brilliant, Tone. Really, really brilliant. Okay. And I saw Evil Tones, they were fantastic. Pinkhurst, they were brilliant. On Trial, they were excellent. And it finished up with Drone Goes for Europe. And I saw Asbo Peep Show, who used to be members of Sheriff Fat Man. And they said, hello, Paul, how are you doing? Hello, how are you? And it was great. Bumped into them. Bumped into some bloke, some Mansfield punks, Dynamo. I don't know whether you remember Dynamo, who had the very long blonde spikes.
Yeah, yes.
Who I always want to call him Bullet or Flash, but he's called Dynamo. And some of them, and they were saying about some gigs that are coming up in Mansfield and Ripley and Chesterfield that I'm going to try and get to. And who's playing? And some psychobilly bands playing Black Market in Warsop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I'm very excited about, including Highliners. So we ought to try and get to that.
You interviewed them, aren't you?
Yeah.
That right.
Yeah, yeah. So I just had a brilliant day, Tone. And it was $7.50 in advance. I paid £10 on the door. And when it finished, I successfully even walked back.
Uphill.
Uphill. Well, it's uphill on the way back, yeah.
I guess, yeah, a bit down and looking, isn't it?
Really, really got it wrong. Because I got a cab there.
Right.
And then I walked back. Well, yeah, you're right. It's downhill until you get past where they have Goose Fair.
Yeah.
And then it's a long incline.
Long, dark road.
Yeah, but I wasn't scared.
No?
No. It was brilliant. I had a brilliant day, and thanks to everyone that was down there. And I'm sorry that I didn't get there on Sunday, so I didn't get a chance to see Dragster. But I did have a brilliant day, and we will be playing material from one or two of the bands in future weeks.
Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I did last week.
No jumpers, then?
No jumpers, no time. No jumpers and very little veg. To be brutally honest, it was a bit meat and chip centric.
Right, okay.
Time for From the Vaults, Tony. Now we'll talk a bit more about the Bleach Boys after this. Yeah.
Yes.
But first up, I'm saying From the Vaults. You know, I don't know whether we've ever played this Bleach Boys song before. I'm sure we have. It's from their album The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse, and what an album that is. The track's actually called Hooligan Uber Alice, but it's down as H.U.A. I absolutely love this. We'll explain why we're playing it afterwards. In the meantime, Tony, what's the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony 2, probably be on Internet 3, and this is H.U.A. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the red this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bleach Boys, and it featured their former singer Simon Kelly singing, and it's just a brilliant album. It's got 12 tracks on it. It's 23 minutes long.
Wow.
It doesn't muck about. I mean, that song's only 1 minute 20. I very nearly played Death Before Techno, but decided not to. But it's a great album, and I should think you can still get it as download MP3 or something.
Can you download
it's
them?
Brilliant.
And iTunes, are they in iTunes?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
John, are you on iTunes? Fine, let me know.
Let's find out. So, we got some gigs.
We do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What's going on?
A few bits around. Yes, Morgan. If you do have a gig for me to read out, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. It's an international gig guide, so it can be international as long as it's a gig. So let me know, we'll read it out. We aren't doing any regular venues anymore, because they keep closing. So we've had one from John.
Yeah, we're starting to feel responsible.
Yeah. John from the Bleach Boys has been in touch, as mentioned.
Yeah.
We have mentioned this before, but his email, Tony, the 1st of April, which is Friday, I think.
Yeah.
It's our celebration of Simon Kelly's gig at Club 85 in Hitching. Appearing are Sarah Pink, The Mighty Collider, Monkfish, and the Bleach Boys.
It'll be brilliant.
All held together by DJ Rob, ex of Smash. It's a 10 at the door, and all in support of Bloodwise, which is a charity that helps Simon and his family. Anyone got any dosh they want to donate, do go to the Just Giving, which is justgiving.com/Deb-Kelly3.
Yes, and we should say that for those of you that aren't possibly regular listeners to the show, and if not, why not, that Simon Kelly was a friend of mine, the Bleach Boys are friends of ours, and he died a few months back, and it was very, very sad. He was one of the most distinctive and finest voices in punk rock, and a complete knobhead. And he will be sadly missed. So it will be a great gig, and I'm sure it'll be full anyway. And I hope it goes well.
Yeah. And we've got another email.
Blimey.
Crash Induction.
Hello, Crash Induction. Yeah, they've been in touch with me. I've just got some of their stuff through.
Ah, okay. They must have maybe just found us, because they've sent me an email for the gig guide. Hi, Tony. Not sure if this fits the bill, but my band Crash Induction are playing at the Blacksmith's Arms in Downs Barn, Milton Keynes.
Ooh, blimey.
On Saturday the 2nd of April. They play a whole night of punk covers, interspersed with a few originals, and they're hoping to use the event as a launch night for their debut EP, provided the CDs are back from the factory. It's free entry and starts at 9.
And we have got their latest originals.
Okay.
But unfortunately, there was no room to play them on the show this week, so we will try and play something next week.
Okay. And he says to keep up the mild quirkiness.
You said it, Tony.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, cheers, Mike. And we will try and get something played next week. And yeah. I hope the gig goes well.
Yeah, so yeah, any other gigs, do get in touch. Tony@punkyradio.com. Thank you very much.
So that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Bits and
all sorts of stuff.
Two more bands from Las Vegas now, Tony.
Excellent.
Both of these tracks are available on the Squid Hat Records Fresh Ink Volume 5 free to download 20 track compilation. Absolutely brilliant. I had a listen through to it today. I could have picked any four, really. There's a couple of interesting cover versions on there and a couple of songs we've played before.
Right.
We've also played both of these bands before, but we haven't played these tracks. First up, we've got Attack Ships on Fire, Tony.
Okay.
What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Attack Ships on Fire LV.
Ah, no, Facebook.com/ Attack Ships on Fire.
Of course
it is.
They're
just about the only ones that don't have Las Vegas. I am sorry about that. Poorly be Internet 4, Tony T. The name of this track is the name of a bar in Las Vegas that I've been to on not one but two occasions, and is one of the finest punk rock venues on the planet.
Okay.
It's also the home of Ass Juice and the Bacon Martini.
Nice.
Yeah. This is Double Down Saloon.
Double down.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Peccadillos that we've also played before. I like them. And a track called Tough Guys. What's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PeccadillosLV.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Peccadillos39436461634. Why is that, Tony?
Yeah, 74 URL.
74 URL. If they had done, they'd probably have LV in it.
They probably would.
Close but no cigar. Paulie being in set 5, Tony 2. I told you you wouldn't win this week.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an absolutely brilliant download and free. So make sure that you do get the Squid Hat Records Fresh Ink Volume 5. Are you doing anything this week?
I've got my as ever sexy year end at work. It's a 4-day week, so there will be lots of work involved, I should imagine, and some not so April Fooling on Friday. No, basically no, not anything.
Oh,
what are you up to?
It's going to be all that rubbish April Fool's Day rubbish.
Yeah.
People trying to kid each other and doing high japes and all that nonsense. Tomfoolery on Friday, won't there?
Certainly will.
The problem with being an international podcast, as we are, quite possibly longest running, world record holding, ignored podcast, is that we cross time zones on April Fool's Day.
Right.
So it's always before midday somewhere on April Fool's Day.
This is true.
So technically, we can keep up the April Fools all day. We've got to get out.
Right.
But we can't be bothered.
No.
Because we're kind of everyday fools, aren't we? A
little bit.
We are, yeah. I'm not doing a lot this week, Tone.
No?
I'm working.
Right.
So whereas last week I had a glimpse of the past, this week I've got the reality of the future. And quite frankly, I already prefer last week.
Right.
So let's just crack on with John Kaczynski, shall we?
Okay.
John Kaczynski, I'm calling John Kaczynski because 2 or 3 years ago we had a discussion about whether he's called John Kaczynski or John Kaczynski or John Kaczynski or whatever, but it's John Kaczynski. All the way from Michigan, I think, Tony, certainly Midwest, and a really lovely bloke who sends us everything he does, but some of it is a little bit, and I don't, John, please don't take us wrong here, but some of it is a little bit too mainstream for the show. Not to say it's good, but it doesn't always fit. However, this does. When he gets involved with his horn.
Right.
And when they ska punk and rock out a bit more and do a bit more up-tempo, I'm loving it.
Okay.
I'm loving this track he sent us through. It's the first track from a new release, I do believe. Right. What is John Kaczynski's website?
JohnKaczynski.com.
Nah, jkhorns.weebly.com. Weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y. It's another one of those free website thingies like Wix and what have you. jkhorns.weebly.com. Pulley the internet 6, Tony 2. Sorry about that, Tony.
That's all right.
This is The Plan.
Sitting on the porch with Chris and Mike, not enough to pay and too hot to bite. Got no right to the mall, no money anyways, and nothing but time in the long summer days. Made a few mistakes along the way, under what I did, just remember to say. We were picking ideas from a 12-ounce can, is when we came up with the plan. Dragging to our classes, not these all over campus, took a break and sat down with a pile of books. We wandered and we pondered and we pondered and we wandered like a jam. Made a few mistakes along the way, underwater ideas, just remember to say. We were picking ideas from a 12-ounce can, is when we came up with the plan. Get rich and get it quick, find the money and pop it. Yo, this guy, let us do the work, but that's where it's a rhyme. Hope we can find laugh and make your money pop wide. Made a few mistakes along the way, underwater ideas, just remember to say. We were picking ideas from a 12-ounce can, is when we came up with the plan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is Up Tempo Fun and Games, Tony.
It is.
Up Tempo Fun and Games from John Kaczynowski. Kaczynowski. John.
John.
Cheers, mate. Mm. Cheers, John. I wonder if he's got a new motor. Have you got a twat for us?
I do. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's fairly simple. Do you email me? Email me now. Or twat's people, thanks. Of course.
Of course.
Sussex Saints be in touch again.
Fancy that.
He does get a fair amount of twatting involved.
He swims in a sea of twat, and he swims against the tidal twattiness tide.
He really does.
Poor bloke.
He says,
I would suggest leaving Sussex, to be honest.
He says, hi Tony, I realise that this twatman nomination may itself open up the Paul B. Edwards rant towards this particular band, but here
now,
goes.
Now.
Hmm. Like a lot of other people this morning, Friday the 8th, I tried to get tickets for Radiohead's gigs at the Roundhouse in May.
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Twat.
And he does say, cue Paul B. rant. Serves you right for one to see that pile of shit. Or as somebody put on Twitter, I'll come round your house and bang some pots whilst crying for £65. Which is not far. I joined the inevitable online queue at 9 a.m, which I have to say was better than most, as it gave you a countdown of where you were in the queue and refreshed every 10 seconds. After 52 minutes of waiting, I actually got through to the purchase page, where there seemed to be one ticket left, but it was a wheelchair to access seat. So I then had the additional dilemma of, do I accept it? Which of course I didn't. I wonder how many of the other 7,000 people that were ahead of me in the queue also went through this process of hope, only to have it dashed. So I would like to nominate the Roundhouse Ticketing Establishment from London, who are twatting. All the best, ticketless Sussex Saint.
Well, they've only got a limited number of seats.
Yeah, I don't know about this one.
They've only got a limited number of seats. He could have rocked up in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, they did him a favour.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to go and see Radiohead. I'm not sure who the twat is here.
I'm not so sure. I think he just wanted to get it off his chest.
Yeah. I think we can just twat Radiohead, can't we?
Yeah, we certainly can.
But even Radiohead have... They've got redeeming features.
What's that?
They've been on South Park and they were really funny on it.
Were they?
On the best ever South Park. It was Radiohead, wasn't it? It wasn't Cold... Was that Coldplay?
When it would have been Coldplay.
Sorry?
It wouldn't have been Coldplay, would it?
No, that's what I mean. It was Radiohead, wasn't it? When Cartman kills the kid's parents and turns them into chili and makes him eat them. I'm sure it's Radiohead that shot. It's the best ever South Park.
That's a dark episode.
It really is, but it's widely regarded as the best ever South Park.
It is good.
And I'm sure that don't Radiohead show up at
you
again,
might be right.
Being a big
right.
Girly kid.
Could be. So I don't know then.
Good.
Oh, look, we'll do it anyway because Sussex Saint is a nice bloke.
Okay.
For no other reason. This is under duress.
There you go.
But we'll do it.
So, the Roundhouse Ticketing Establishment for London for... We're not for maybe hosting Radiohead in the first place.
Yeah. Is a twat. Yeah. And I mean, quite frankly, sure. I think he's dodged a bullet.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, right. So, last band this week, Tony.
Okay.
We go to New York for this one.
Oh, right.
Played a lot of American bands this week. A band called The Virgin Marys, Tony.
Okay.
This is just great. I mean, I've enjoyed the music this week. I'm looking forward to a Facebook message I believe you'll be reading out next week, Tony.
All right.
Concerning... the music we've been playing recently.
Yes, I will be reading that out, yeah.
Yes, but you will notice I have avoided such phrases this week. God, look.
I did.
We're talking about the future like we know what's going to happen. What is the Virgin Mary's website?
VirginMarys.com.
It is.
Oh.
Tony 3. Well done.
What?
Paulie being Internet 6. More well done. Ha ha. Not, I don't really win these things, do I? You just... get things wrong. Really, I shouldn't really be calling them victories, but I don't have a lot. Now, first track we played this week was called Dead Man's Dirge. I've remembered, because that's why I put these together. I have bracketed, I put in parentheses, Dead Men, Tony.
Ah.
Last track this week, Dead Man's Shoes. That's about the size of it, Tony. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves this week.
Always.
I know I have. Don't forget that we would like you to somehow manage to get Tony's man boobs trending. What else are we asking you to do this week?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Emails, Facebook comments.
Yeah, that stuff.
That stuff.
There wasn't anything particular, was there?
Yeah.
No. It was, and maybe you could just mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yep, we are on Podunk. Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andro, which is Radio Andro, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And thanks to all of those stations for carrying this show. We do very much appreciate it. And also, if you can be bothered to do any research into whether we're world record holders or not.
We certainly are.
It would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to be.
All right, then. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Let you go. your gun.